We go next to another East African trouble spot, Darfur, a region in Sudan. Darfur became the world's worst humanitarian crisis in 2003. That's when rebels there took up arms against the Sudanese government. An estimated 2.7 million people were driven from their homes, and many still live in camps. U.S. Special Envoy Scott Gratian visited some of them over the weekend. He was not always welcomed. Human rights lawyer Rebecca Hamilton accompanied Gratian. She's in The Hague at the moment. So General Gratian was appointed by President Obama, who was seen as kind of a champion of Darfur during last year's election campaign, even using the word genocide to describe what had happened there. So what kind of reception did General Gratian get, Rebecca?
Among the displaced population in the camps, there was, I think it's fair to say, a very strong reaction against Gratian coming to visit. There was one gentleman in the room who had this UN paper luggage tag, effectively, taped over one eye. And at first you looked at him and you were thinking, this is someone we need to get to medical care urgently if this is what he's using for an eye patch. But in actual fact, it was a protest. When he stood up, he said, I'm wearing this over my one eye because I cannot look to you, Scott Gratian, with both eyes after what you've said. And this is due to a set of misunderstandings and miscommunications over the testimony that Gratian gave recently before the Senate Committee on Foreign Relations.
What was a misunderstanding?
Yeah, well, it's over some statements that he made. So he basically spent 85% of the first day there saying three points to all the groups that he spoke with. He said, I never said Sudan should be removed from the state sponsors of terrorism list. I never said that sanctions should be removed from Khartoum. And I never said that the displaced had to leave their camps now. And the displaced listened to this. They were sort of ranging from polite to moderately receptive in big groups. But a lot of the times afterwards, I had women come up to me and say, you know, we heard him apologize, but we don't accept it because we simply don't believe him. They, at this point, perceive him as being not acting in the interests of the displaced.
Now, we should clarify that you were not there as a member of the Special Envoy's delegation, correct?
No, and yeah, that's important to clarify. I'm writing a book on Darfur policy and the impact of advocacy, and I was really just getting to be a fly on the wall to see the Special Envoy in action on the ground.
This was his first trip to Darfur, correct?
No, it's actually...
I mean, under the Obama administration.
Fourth trip into Darfur. He's been extremely active as a special envoy, and that's something that you've... I mean, this man is 200% committed to the job. And I would say that having had off-the-record conversations with him, he has a much more nuanced understanding of the government in Khartoum than I perhaps had given him credit for and that he perhaps gets credit for in the media. So there's a lot of positive things that you can say, but the fundamental takeaway that I got from this trip this weekend was about this real disconnect between him and the displaced population at the moment.
And so with this rather sort of bumpy trip to Darfur, I mean, how does that actually taint the White House policy regarding Darfur at this point? How do the Darfuris feel about, Obama's policy?
Well, I think it's a huge challenge because there was, as you mentioned, so much hope with the Obama administration coming in. People said very specifically, we had a lot of hopes that the change in administration would deliver results for us on the ground in Darfur, and we're feeling that our hopes are being dashed.
Human rights lawyer Rebecca Hamilton is writing a book about the Darfur advocacy movement, and she's just back from a trip to Darfur with U.S. Envoy Scott Gratian. Thank you very much for your time indeed.
Thank you.